prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's about empowerment. Frank's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. First part of the show is we're going to be talking about massive fraud in scientific studies. We have new research on that. And we have quack reports. And before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Proverbs 10, where Solomon tells us, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich." We go on to Proverbs 3. It says, "Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all of thy increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." Yeah, so the Lord's going to bless you. You don't want to rob the Lord. You always want to tithe. So make sure. He only wants 10%, you know. Every time I cut open an apple, Frank, and I see all the seeds in there, like all these apple trees from a seed, you know, one apple and all these trees, you know what I'm saying? So gracious and abundant the Lord is. Let's not cheat the Lord. Mind the time. It grows short. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report. Did you hear about the GMO hamburgers? Yeah, FDA approves genetically engineered cow beef for production. U.S. Food and Drug Administration kind of quietly approved the gene-edited GMO animals to enter the food market. They reported that they fast-tracked the approval for genetically engineered cow to start producing transgenic beef for the American market. The company is called Recombinetric, and they modify cattle to make their coats shorter and thicker, helps them to be, well, better withstand heat and stress, and they also gain more weight and produce more meat. Brazil was going to allow a herd of recombinetic gene-edited cattle to enter its food market back in 2019, but that plan was scrapped after unexpected DNA changes were discovered. Wow. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report. Oh, Frank. Male contraceptive pill. Remember, we've talked about this one. 99% effective in preventing pregnancy in the lab rats. That's right. Human trials are set for later this year. It's a non-hormonal drug. They said that it's 99% effective in preventing pregnancy in their lab tests of mice. Human trials, they hope to start the end of this year. They hope to have the product on the market within 5 years or less. Most of these drugs that are undergoing these trials tend to target the sex male hormone testosterone, but this one's a little different because those previous trials noticed the product didn't get to market because it made men depressed and gain weight. Well, yeah, you're messing with hormones. That's what happens to women. They go on the birth control, see. Also, the author of the research in Minnesota University, he says, we wanted to develop a non-hormonal contraceptive to avoid these bad side effects. It targets, he says, a gene that produces retinoic acid to form a vitamin A that fuels sperm development. So it cuts that off, so you're not making sperm, see. After about 4 weeks, you're good to go, that he says it prevents pregnancy. And they say the good news is if you want to come off the drug, within 6 weeks, you'll be fertile again. The men will be having live swimmers. That's what they say. What did you say, Frank? It's a placebo to cover the sterilization vaccine. Okay, Frank. Well, you never know. Frank could be on the right track there. Time will tell. Hey, what does the Lord say? Everything that's developed in secret is going to be revealed? Oh, what a reveal we're going to have. Anyway, that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, well, let's just dive into this topic. You know, we've talked about massive fraud in the scientific research area before, but this is some interesting stuff that I came across. You know what? When I was looking around, Frank, in the scientific websites, the journal websites, I wanted some interesting journals. And what I did is I typed in the search box, secrets in medicine. And guess what? Lo and behold, guess what pops up? I found some research on that. We've kind of looked at the problem of fraud within scientific research before, but we have uncovered this study that candidly looked at the problem. Now, we tend to think of fraud in healthcare science as a modern problem, but you know what the study found, Frank? It went way back to the 1600s. So now some may say, ask, why do you go back that far? Well, it proves a pattern of behavior that is as old as the nature of man. So we're going to take a look at this now. The crimes. No other way to put it. The research that was done, that we're talking about, was done by the Institute of Quality and Efficiency in Healthcare, and this is a German agency. And this agency is responsible for assessing medical treatments like, you know, drugs, non-drug interventions, diagnosis, screening tests, treatments for disease, and disease management. So they kind of cover the gamut. And I don't know if you'd call them a watchdog group. I guess they would be until, you know, there's corruption found there, basically. But hundreds of journal articles they looked at that were covering topics like psychiatric disorders and pain and heart and circulatory disease, skin diseases, cancer, and even infectious disease. So they pored over these journal articles. And here is a quote from the Institute. By the way, their report did get published in the Journal of Trials, June 2010. Here's what they said. We went through a lot of compiled medical citations that would represent medical knowledge, and we assessed hundreds of studies on a wide range of interventions like drugs, vaccines, medical devices, ultrasound, wound care, and we found over 60 examples where medical knowledge had been impeded. And our collection reads like a script for a crime series, end of quote. Wow. Well, they go on to say, in science where published studies do not reflect facts, it's called publication bias, also known as bias through selective publication, end of quote. So that's what they reported on. But first, let's go way back to the 1600s, because they made this citation here. They said, in their report, they stated that in the 1600s, with the invention of the obstetrical forceps, and we've mentioned this prior, haven't we, Frank? Yes, they invented the obstetric forceps where, well, they were invented 250 years ago by two brothers called Chamberlain, the Chamberlain brothers, to, you know, help delivering babies, so babies and, you know, mothers didn't die during childbirth and babies were okay. And like I said, I reported on this previously that this device did save mothers and babies during childbirth, but it wasn't released for public use, but was actually reserved for the rich and their physicians who used them. It was like 200 years of private use by the Chamberlain family. They only reserved it for, you know, I guess friends and family kind of thing. Now, when the inventors in the area of obstetrics made the forceps scarce, you know, they weren't used widely used, that had consequences. So this is what they're pointing out in their study. Women and children who could have been saved died. So let's find out what Bate Weisler, she's the deputy head of the Institute of Quality and Efficiency of Healthcare Drug Assessment Department, and she has to say, what does she have to say about this? What goes on with scientific studies? Deputy Weisler shows us what science bias really looks like. So she went on to say, science bias is something like this. The publication bias found in a majority of scientific journals seems to occur on two levels. Level one is complete studies remain unpublished. They get buried. They are buried like they never happened. Level two, only selected outcomes from studies actually make it in to the published report. So let's look at an example of level one. An example of level one bias is if a study on analysis of, let's say, 90 drugs approved for use in the United States showed the drugs were tested 5 years after they were approved and released to the market. Approximately 60% of such studies are never published, and physicians prescribing these drugs are unaware of this fraud. They never got tested. See, when you get a journal report, And you're looking at this study on this drug, and then you find out it was FDA approved, doctors make the assumption. They make the assumption it was tested well. See, FDA doesn't test anything. People don't know this? Oh, well, FDA doesn't test a thing. They accept the reports from the drug companies as the word of God, basically. They don't usually question much. So the FDA doesn't question, they don't test anything. So they're on your honor, the drug companies are on their honor with all these tests and reports. And so here it is, that's level one where you got drugs. They get tested, but 5 years after they're released to the public. So the public's the test, basically. Sort of like this vaccine, the COVID vaccine, you're the test. The public's the test. They've been doing it. It's not new. Level two. An example of level two bias, where only selected studies get published, researchers have to specify in a study the protocol in which the outcomes will be measured, and how they will be analyzed. That's, you know, standard practice, you know, in scientific research. So when studies are investigated, they're saying 40 to 60% of them had the protocols completely omitted and or the analyses were changed. So what this will do to the outcome of a study is kind of to cherry pick the outcome to present a positive result and throw out all the negative stuff. And this skews the actual findings. For instance, this would show drugs work better than they actually do and are less life-threatening than they actually are. Are we getting the picture yet? And then there's the trickle-down effect. We can't forget this, okay? The problem with the fraud in scientific research is that published research is picked up later and used as a guideline in other studies, further tainting ongoing research. And this would mean that more than 50% of your studies that are published and that have impact on your medical treatments are fraud. No other way to say it. So while other studies not sponsored by the drug companies are buried, right? And they go unpublished. Let me read you a quote. This is by Thomas Kaiser, head of the Drug Assessment Department. He says, "This does not only affect studies sponsored by pharmaceutical industry. We also analyzed over 2,000 studies on cancer according to sponsorship, industry-sponsored studies, publication percentages was also extremely low." So if you have a study, he's saying, that's not sponsored by the drug company. Let's say it's an industry-sponsored study. You know, people that work in the cancer research, for instance, are doing a study. The odds are that their study will actually get published is low. 94% of those studies go unpublished. Also, he says 86% of university-sponsored studies are unpublished as well. So there are some legal regulations which allow regulatory authorities to withhold data. Wow. Money answereth all things. God wasn't kidding. Knowledge is power. Okay, so we don't often, you know, stop to really think of that statement. Knowledge is power. Whoever controls the knowledge controls the power. Right? Right. Okay, so the Bible is stating to us in the latter days, people would run to and fro and knowledge would be increased. Well, information is more accessible and faster. It's faster to get knowledge, but is it true? Is it truth? Is the knowledge you're getting truth? Half the truth is still a whole lie. I believe Benjamin Franklin said something to that effect. Yeah. Now, let me read you a quote by Deputy Weisler, again, Institute of Quality and Efficiency in Healthcare, who says, the concealment of knowledge has consequences for patients. As a result, physicians and patients use treatments that are actually futile or harmful. For example, drugs prescribed in the 1980s to prevent irregular heartbeat cost tens of thousands of lives because the dangerous adverse effects were not published, end of quote. And she goes on to say, while conducting this research, the assessment of a drug called reboxetine made by Pfizer to treat depression did not provide the full research and concealed data. Public pressure got the data released, and when compared to the unpublished study, the drug assessment was considerably worse than what appeared in the published study. For many years, not only patients, but also physicians, have been deceived. And that's what the Bible says in the latter days, there'd be great deception. Yeah? Well, here you go. It's in your healthcare. People don't want to think of it there, but there it is. So here's the conclusion. The researchers at the Institute of Quality and Efficiency in Healthcare found that there is a tendency to conceal unfavorable results in scientific research or to hide results that do not fit their expectations. Thomas Kaiser says, in order to protect patients, We need legal regulations, not just policies, so that the results of the clinical trials that are published reflect efficiency and complete integrity. End of quote. Well, you know, there once was a time when I thought healthcare can do no wrong. I worked in healthcare. I was, you know, there was a time I was impressed by it. And, well, there is to say, you know, not all healthcare is bad. Okay. You know, trauma care is very helpful. But there's some areas of medicine that are corrupted. So we have to remember that and be wise about it. But here's the thing. We're saved by the promise. Our Creator promised that the medicinal herbs He provides mankind will heal the human body. It's in Scripture. Genesis through Revelation, it's there. So when we trust man, we get disappointed. But when we trust God, we're blessed. So learn how to use the medicinal herbs, help protect you from infectious diseases, cancer, cardiovascular disease, and a whole lot more. Okay, so you have that power right now. You have that power. Don't be scared of it. Don't be intimidated by it. Don't feel overwhelmed by it. You take it one step at a time, just like you did anything else growing up. You know, you learned to brush your teeth, you tied your shoes, you learned to ride a bike, you learned to roller skate. You learned to do it. But you didn't learn all those things at the same time. You learned them one at a time. So you can pick something. In herbal medicine, you could pick how do I do organ cleansing, or how do I do immune boosting, or how do I strengthen my cardio system. So you can pick something you're interested in and learn how to do that, and you'll get so empowered and so confident and so excited, you'll want to learn more. It's like the world's best kept secret. And it's reason it's kept a secret for a reason, and you know what that is. You do. I don't have to tell you. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you their product catalog. It's full of the formulas that they make, and they specialize, of course, in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening. But they, you know, they have neat stuff. They have detox kits, pandemic kits, heart attack packs. They got all kinds of neat things, and they're tools. And you learn how to use the tools. See, and I don't know how many times this happened, Frank. Some people just go get so excited about, you know, experiencing the power of these herbs and feeling better that they want to, like, really roll up their sleeves and learn how to do stuff like make their own tinctures, right? Which I think is great. I am so proud of that when people go there. We have a book called The Power Herbs. It's a PDF or Kindle or iPad download. It's $14.99. It's 400 pages. It shows you how to make your tinctures. You want to make tinctures? Shows you how to do it. Yeah. So you can learn these things. It's not rocket science. It's not complicated. Now, where we complicate stuff is when we're starting to mix prescription drugs with supplements and medicinal herbs. That can be a little tricky. It depends on what you're doing. I mean, what drug you're on and stuff like that. So don't let that scare you. There's a safe way to go about stuff like that. So I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free catalog, get started, you know, start somewhere. And because there may be a day where, you know, situations could occur where you don't have a pharmacy that'll pick up the phone or a doctor's office that'll pick up the phone. Then what you going to do? So you better have a plan for a backup medicinal source at some point. Okay, so, you know, it's better to get that done before the war. So what's that saying, Frank? It's better to learn to shoot the gun before the war, that kind of thing. So, you know, prepare. It's like that parable in the Bible, the 10 wise virgins. Five are wise and were prepared to wait on the Lord's return, and the other five were not. So make hay while the sun shines. Yeah, you're burning daylight. You're burning daylight out there, folks. So be wise, get informed, and call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And just jump on the website if you want to check them out. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. And they're having a spring sale. It runs through the 27th, so it'll end Sunday, the 27th of March. So you have a little time left, and you'll save 30% on orders of $65 or more. But restrictions apply, and you just want to check them out on there. So if you're on there, also sign up for the newsletters. I don't know how many times people have said those newsletters are so informative. Well, they're empowering. They give you information you're not going to get anywhere else. See? You're not going to hear about this assessment probably from your doctor. Typically not. Makes them look bad. It makes them look like they're, you know, not been educated or informed all the way. Well, unfortunately, that's pretty much what's going on. They're deceived just like, you know, the patients are. So typically your doctors aren't intentionally doing you harm. It's just they're using a tool they thought was useful and winds up was not. So do your homework on all your prescriptions. Type them into your search engine and then the word side effect and really look at what these drugs do. Now, if you really want to know what these drugs do metabolically to you, I don't know how many times I've recommended Shane Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. A chemist who used to work for the drug companies, yeah, he used to help make those drugs. And he tells you metabolically what those drugs do to your cells and your system, and long-term, what it does to you. So, very easy to read book. I like his style. Now he teaches people how to live well and naturally and healthy, which I applaud him for that. So, there's information out there. Just you need to ask the Lord. You want to find it, and he'll show it to you. That's it. Just ask. You ask him because you have not, because you've asked not. So make sure you check in with the Lord, and he'll guide your footsteps in the right direction. Guaranteed. Many times I've experienced that. Path of purpose, I call it. The path of purpose, because he's going to turn that situation into his purpose. It's going to be a good thing. Makes lemonade out of lemons, if you know what I mean. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other things that are going to empower you and hopefully, you know, jumpstart your intrigue into a wellness profile and being empowered. That's what it's about. So we'll be right back with more. Mustang Sally. You better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I say now, Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be empowering you some more. That's what we like to do. We're going to talk about some plants that science is kind of delving into to make drugs out of. Well, wait just a minute. If herbal plants were not all that potent and beneficial, why are they delving into them? That's a good question, because, you know, medical science kind of poo-poos the alternative areas, the herbal medicinal areas. But scientists are turning to your food sources, your herb sources, your spices. They want to capture some form of a chemical so they can make more drugs with it. So the researchers at the Medical University in Vienna, it's led by Vienna's Institute of Pharmacology. They were looking at some food molecules as a candidate to help them with things like inflammation. And in particular, they were interested in making some new drugs for a neurological situation or autoimmune issue. So if you really think about the drug therapies, they use drugs to control a function in the body. They don't work with the body function. They work to control a function. And usually that reduces a symptom. So many chemicals in your nutrients in your plants help your body function properly through enzymes and proteins. So science is looking for the chemicals, a lot of these chemicals, that will lend more control of enzyme and protein in the body. So controls how your cells communicate and function. So for this reason, they are really interested in what your phytochemicals in herbs like, or your foods like beetroot, which would lend to what is called a protease inhibitor situation. This would inhibit things, certain enzymes and proteins, and offer them more control over your body's functions, like inflammation, for instance. So peptides often found in your root vegetables and in, of course, your beetroot. These are peptides known as conotins, and they seem to specifically inhibit the breakdown of protein hormones in the body, and it allows for better regulation of inflammation. So the drug target that the scientists are seeking would be to treat things like multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, neurological inflammation of the brain. However, this research is really pointing out that simply by eating beets, it won't prevent these conditions, and that your drug would need to be created to provide adequate amounts of the peptides to manage these diseases. Now, notice the words manage your disease, not cure it, but manage it. So the research did get published in the October 2020 Journal of Natural Products. Let's read a quote by Christian Grubner, Medical University of Vienna, Journal of Natural Products, who says, "We are searching through large databases containing genetic information of plants and even animals to decode new types of peptides and studying their structure. The aim is to test them for pharmacology and to develop drugs from these enzymes to influence cellular receptors. And this would create prominent drugs in a class called G-protein-coupled receptor drugs, for various disease models. Potential drug candidates are chemically synthesized in a slightly modified form for the drug potency required, and not to mention patent." M. Christine White, Miss White, chemistry professor, University of Illinois, says, "This allows us to take one amino acid structure and convert it into many different structures that represent different functionalities that would lead to different biological and physical properties of the peptides. And this also expands the pool of unnatural amino acids that are used by researchers to make new structures." Well, Professor White actually warns that breaking down the structures chemically can have a downside, that two-edged sword thing. She says, "Having things with defined stereochemistry can be important for drug discoveries because it can be a molecule offering benefit as a physiological property, but at the same time, the same module or molecule can offer the opposite benefit and a detrimental property." Well, you know, you're messing with God's copyright here, so I imagine it could go sideways. Well, let's look at the beetroot, because it seems to be in popularity the last few years. I've seen commercials. I don't know if you've seen them, Frank, all over the internet and TV. I don't watch a whole lot of TV anymore, but there was the fizzy beetroot stuff and all this beet, you know. Beetroot's great, but, you know, how you process beet can ruin the thing, and you get very little out of it. So a beetroot that works like an Alka-Seltzer, for instance, I believe it's been microwaved. I guess that's what I'm looking for. Now, beetroot's been real popular. In ancient Rome, they considered it an aphrodisiac, Frank. In ancient Rome, it was the symbol of love, beetroots. Now, the sweet taste of beetroot is considered the perfect food, according to many. 19th century Europeans developed the sugar beet and still used it as a sweetener for baking. Beetroot, known as Beta vulgaris, it has evolved from what experts call an ancient wild sea beet. So beets, you know, along with the sugar content, also contain a lot of minerals. Do a lot of wonderful things. Do you use beets? Do you like beets, Frank? You like them juiced with carrots? Oh, yummy. Yeah. Well, that wouldn't work so well for diabetic, though. Too much sugar for diabetic. But yeah, if you don't have a sugar issue, yes, it's wonderful. Well, let's look at the beetroot profile for just a second. The beet has a lot of nutritional elements that drug companies envy, to be honest. According to nutritionalists, beets have beta-carotene that helps to stimulate your skin to keep it from aging. It is also believed to also contain a lot of silicon element, that strengthens your skin to resist aging and wrinkles and prevent sagging of the skin. It promotes also healthy hair. So beets also contain a lot of these minerals like magnesium, sodium, potassium, and also vitamin C. And all these advance our bodies. It gives our bodies the ability to detoxify, lower bad cholesterol, prevent cancer cells, and a whole lot more. And this is probably why, you know, the beauty industry and science is really looking into beets, you know, because of its benefits. The other thing that's really good about beets is it gives you iron, natural iron. So let's look at more benefits of beets. The benefits you can glean using beets internally in your diet is it helps you manage your weight. Beets also have been declared a food for, you know, slimming down, okay? Beets have one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which, you know, can be juiced and then added to other juices or vegetable juice, and it sweetens it. However, beets are low in fat and calories and are also low in carbohydrates to help, you know, stabilize blood sugar levels a bit. And according to a nutritionist, Mark Killick, he says beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and methylene. And these compounds support liver detoxification and prevent any accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver and the rest of the body. So fatty liver is an issue. He's saying beets. So this is how beets help you with, you know, weight management issues. And even more impressive is the nutrition in your beets help prevent that tired and sluggish feeling that we can get. And we're mostly relying on caffeine. Just drink some beet juice and you'll be fine. It has a lot of natural B vitamin folate in it, which helps regulate mood swings. So if you got somebody that's a little on the moody side, have some beets. If you have digestive problems, it has a lot of soluble fiber in the beets and helps preserve your gut flora in your digestive tract and help prevent even colon cancer and lowers that bad LDL cholesterol. And beets are good. Beets are good if you have an imbalance of your gut floras and you've got chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. It's really typically what happened with that is you had a repeat course or a long course of antibiotics and it's stripped away a lot of your gut floras. You're supposed to have 400 of them, but the antibiotics will strip away those floras because it's not discriminatory about the bacteria. So it'll get rid of the good flora, the good bacteria. But yeast is really hardy. It resists the antibiotics. So what happens is the yeast remains and then overgrows. And what happens is you can't digest protein correctly when that happens. And so you're not taking protein, converting it to amino acids to fuel your cells. So then you get this chronic fatigue thing going on. And if you don't correct this, you'll get a sister condition called fibromyalgia, which is a lot of nerve ending tenderness of the soft tissue and lots of pain. And what's happened is, you know, your blood's not holding on to iron and oxygen readily to distribute to the cells and the nerve endings, and they're complaining. So all doctors do is hit you up with injections of painkillers. Yeah. When you really got to put the floras back in, and those go away. So whenever that happens, you know, you kind of have to do a special diet until your energy comes back, because that's an indication your floras are coming back. So it's not just about, you know, using a bunch of, supplements to put those, acidophilus and things back in. You really have to starve the yeast. That's your key. So you can't have carbohydrates. You can't have sugar. And so it's really a diet of brown rice and steamed or raw vegetables. And then you also want to eat fermented types of foods to put those floras back in. So sauerkraut, kimchi, pickled beets, for instance. Wonderful. Yep, that's what you do. And I know it's kind of a boring diet, but you got to stick with it until the energy comes back. Could take a couple of weeks. Yep. So you can't cheat, but that's the way to fix that. If you want to fix it, that's how you do it. That's how it's done. And I used to work for a neurologist who was in, his specialty was pain, and we saw a lot of those patients. They were faithful, come all the time, Frank, every month or every other week for their pain injections. But they were just suffering, you know? You say, does apple cider vinegar help us? Yes. It can help with it helps with the digestive acids. So, yeah. And you'll extract more protein from your vegetables when you use it, along with some Celtic sea salt. So, yes, vinegar would be a good deal. Bragg's apple cider vinegar is my favorite. It has the sediment in it. Shake it up, drink it. Mm. So you can juice your beets, though, definitely. There was a new study out of the UK that was suggesting that beetroot juice helps to boost metabolism and stamina. According to the study from the University of Exeter Peninsula Medical School, the beets help you exercise 16% longer by lowering the nitrate and reducing the oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. So the research also expected to see a change in the athletic training and healthcare of the also elderly. So they were hoping good things. And there's this high potential that the research will improve the health of those, you know, suffering from cardiovascular respiratory diseases. Well, the study had 8 men between the ages of 19 and 38. They got 500 milligrams of organic beetroot juice every day for 6 consecutive days. During the testing, they were doing cycling, and they were doing these cycling exercise tests. So then they were retested after being given a placebo, and the two groups were compared, those who drank the juice and those who got the placebo. So the guys that got the beetroot juice, they could cycle an average 11.25 minutes longer than those who got the placebo. And this is a 2% difference. Well, that would make a big difference in the Olympics, wouldn't it, Frank? Yeah. So the study also appeared in the Journal of Applied Physiology, if you want to check it out. And it follows a previous study on Barts of London School of Medicine. Also did a study on beets, and their research wound up in the American Heart Association Journal on hypertension, where beetroot juice reduced blood pressure. And in Germany, several studies, of course, Germans love natural stuff, and that provided beetroot extract slowed cancerous growths, and the beetroot juice taken every day was a cancer preventative. Nutrition and antioxidants, flavonoids, ascorbic acid, and natural iron oxygenate the cancer cells and destroys them. That's what your beets do. Yeah, you don't need a drug. You just need beets. Yeah, looks like that. So what does all this mean? Well, the study didn't really expose all the secrets of your beetroot. That's right. The researchers are not really sure what exactly causes the nitrate in the body to drop and boosts your stamina. They also speculate the nitrite turns into nitric oxide, thereby maybe reducing the oxygen requirement during your exercise. But according to Professor Andy Jones, he was co-author of the study, who says, "We are amazed by the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training." End of quote. Woo, woo. That's God's beetroot there. Can't top it. And also tends to build blood. I've talked about this before. That's the other thing about medical science. They discovered that your beetroot juice is that it contains natural vitamin B. It's excellent for if you have anemia, especially for cancer patients that, you know, have low energy because they're taking radiation and chemo. So beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild your blood system in 24 hours. I'm not kidding. It's a big secret. You don't use cooked beets, by the way. You use raw beets. Now, we were talking about that diet for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia where we're talking about pickled beets. That's cooked. But here, rebuilding blood system, we use raw beets and just juice them. Don't want the fiber, just the juice. And you have to drink about a gallon of it within a day or two. Now, if you're juicing a gallon of it, it'll keep in the fridge about a day or two, so you're good there. And if you have blood pressure issues, drinking beetroot juice actually reduces the blood pressure within about an hour. Yeah, want to impress your doctor? I had a lady, Frank, I think I told you, her husband called me, and a former registered nurse who was retired, and she was diabetic, and her doctor was concerned about her blood work and wanted her to have a blood transfusion, and being a former nurse, was scared to death of blood transfusions. Yeah. So the husband calls me up and wants to tap the brain of the herbalist, and I told him about the beets. I told him about the beets, you know. When women would have, have childbirth and they bled too much, they would give them beetroot juice, you know, to reestablish their blood levels, okay, after childbirth if they bled too much during childbirth. So I said, well, you know, I can't give you medical advice. His name was Charles, but I would drink beet juice if it were me. And I told him how much and what I would do. And so his son had a juicer, so he brings it over. They juice beets. She drinks the beet juice. She goes back to the doctor. He draws more blood work. And the husband was there, and the husband was congratulating his patient for having the courage to go get a blood transfusion. But she didn't. And she said, I didn't get one. He goes, oh, yeah, you did. Your blood looks amazing. She said, I didn't have a blood transfusion. I just drank beet juice. And the husband tells me later that the doctor was unaccepting of that fact, that the beetroot juice would have done that. Oh, well. What does the herbalist know? Now, obviously, modern medicine is trying to tap into some natural things lately, trying to discover some new healing benefits that herbalists have known about for a long time. Beetroot juice is excellent for every organ of the human body. If you need to perk up your gallbladder, your liver, your bowel, your lymphatic system, hey, check out beet juice. Yeah. And if you are suffering from IBS, and are bran intolerant, hey, maybe some water-soluble fiber with beetroot juice. How about the beetroot greens? Include those when you juice them, a source of combining anti-aging qualities because they contain pigments and antioxidants that have vitamin P, as in Paul, in them, which strengthens immune system, joint structures, and your vascular system. So beet greens also contain natural calcium, iron, potassium, vitamin A and C, all for your cardiovascular system. And the younger the beetroot, the more it will contain these nutritional elements. Okay. Grow some in your garden. Yank them up when they're ready and juice them and drink them. Yum, yum, yum. Or pickle them if you like pickled beets. But fresh beetroot juice is full of enzymes and nutrition and minerals. And by the way, you're probably wondering, well, how can beetroot juice give you more blood like you had a blood transfusion? Well, here's the thing. Your blood is made by your bone marrow, right? That's the blood-making hub is the bone marrow. And the bones are made out of minerals. So to have healthy bone marrow, you need minerals. So the beetroot is full of minerals, okay? And so I'm not kidding how fast this absorption happens. It goes in there. The bones, because your blood is manufactured quickly. Your red blood cells only last a couple of days and your white blood cells one day. Your white blood cells, your immune system cells. Okay. So, and when you have adequate iron, your blood, red blood cells can hold onto oxygen better to deliver them throughout the system better. So really heart patients, they just have bad coloring. Heart patients usually don't look right. They don't have that nice peachy, rosy glow. It's more of a brown, tan look. It's not really – they're not getting enough oxygen flow. and blood flow to where they need to go. So, that's how the beets help your body manufacture the better blood in a quick time frame turnaround. It's amazing what you could do with God's foods, herbs, spices, you name it. He knows what he's doing. He's the chemistry guy. He made the body. He knows what the body needs. So if you don't have a juicer now, let's say you don't have a juicer and you want to do beet juice, well, you can just take your raw beets, chop them up a little bit, put them in a blender with a little bit of water, make a slushy, and then you want to strain out the pulp and just keep the juice. So that's not hard. Now, mind you, beets can stain things, so it can be a little messy, but it's well worth the health benefits. So now, if you don't want to do that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs include beets in their Body Foundation food mix, which is a powder. It's a plant-based powder, and you just put it in a smoothie, vegetable juice, citrus juice, water, and it just super infuses the system with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and protein. It is totally amazing. So I've noticed when my kids are millennials, so when they bring their friends around and they have a smoothie with that in it, they go, "What's in that? I feel amazing." So even your young folks are depleted in minerals, probably because they're not eating all that great, and they notice it right away. They do. They notice the nutrition. They feel better. So there's tools, and they're organic. And the body responds to that. You don't need megadoses of stuff when it's, nutritionally packed. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their catalog. The Body Foundation food mix is in the catalog. It's also on their website. They have it in containers for 1 and 2 month supplies. They have it in 4 and 8 ounce stand-up food bags for traveling, for quick on-the-go stuff. So you've got tools, and just learn how to use them. And be empowered. Yep, stay out of the doctor's office. Yeah, thepowerherbs.com is their web address. You want to check them out, thepowerherbs.com. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com. Sign up for their newsletters under Books and Newsletters and get empowering information free every week. You can go online and do that if you have to have email to get them. They're only mailed throughout email. And also take advantage of their spring sale, and you'll save 30% on orders of $65 or more. And that runs through the 27th of March. So you'll have that and be empowered. Restrictions apply, though. And if you're thinking about getting stuff, why supplies last kind of thing. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Be empowered out there. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.